He's a bold out there. He was a good hitter.
Do you think he could have played in the major leagues?
He could have played. He was too old, though.
Too old.
He and I both was too old. Both of us could have made it, but we were too old.
You know what I wanted to do? Would you? I'm going to talk to you about the best right-handed pitcher you ever saw. Of course, I know it was Satchel. But I want to go through pitching, catching, first base, all the great players you saw, whether they were in the Negro Leagues or in the big leagues. And you, would you mind for history? Because you saw them all. Many of them are in the Hall of Fame. These are people looking at this tape 50 years from now. They will have never seen any of these players. So I want you to talk. We'll go back to Satchel. Talk a little bit more about Satchel. You said he threw a little bit sidearm, underhand. The pitch was very hard to hit. Tell us about
Satchel. Throw it any kind of way.
I remember
seeing. But he could throw so hard, it looked like his ball disappeared.
Yeah.
Satchel could throw the bush. When we went to Wichita, Kansas, with Bismarck, North Dakota, in 31, oh my God. That time he threw that ball so hard that looked like it was going out of sight. He struck out 19 men one day, and you know that's a lot of people strike out at 27 if you're a ball player. But they can see it. You can't hear what you can't see.
Now
I just sit behind the plate and I said, "Job," I said, "Don't throw that pitch no more, Satchel." I said, "They can't hit. Throw something they can hit." I job him, you know. And then one boy called me a son of a bitch because I made him hit it bad talking.
When he was pitching and you were catching, did you call for the pitches? Did you say throw a fastball or a curve, or did he just throw whatever he wanted?
He threw what I tell him his thing. I'm the boss when I'm catching.
And you told him what to throw.
I'm telling you the truth. He never took me off in his life.
And what were the pitches? Go through the pitches. You could call fastball.
If I call fastball, curveball, changeup, a curve, a knuckleball, anything you wanted.
I didn't know he threw a knuckleball.
Oh, he could throw them long fingers around that ball and make it do tricks. This way, I got you to break down. Yeah.
Who threw harder, Satchel Paige or Nolan Ryan?
Nobody ever threw harder than Satchel.
Randy Johnson, no one.
The boy that come close to Satchel, I called him a couple of games. Bob Gibson with St. Louis Cardinals went. You know, Bob Gibson could throw hard.
Yeah.
You know, he was a globetrotter, sitting on the globetrotter back about him for 5 years. He's a good pitcher.
How about Bob Feller? You say Paige threw harder than Feller.
Oh, Feller could throw hard, but couldn't. Nobody could throw it. Satchel threw that ball so it looked like it disappeared.
Yeah.
Oh, man. You take Red Ruff in the Red Sox, he could throw hard. You take Garcia of Cleveland. Mm. All of them were good pitchers. Shot early win.
Yeah.
All of them were throw hard, but they couldn't throw hard as Satchel.
Yeah. How about the best left-handed pitcher you ever saw? Was it Carl Hubble?
He was one of the best, but he threw the freak ball, the knuckleball. I mean, the screwball.
Screwball, yeah.
He was a good pitcher. Whitey Ford was a good man. And Herb Pennock was good. I played against all of them.
Herb Pennock was a great pitcher for the Yankees in the late 20s and 30s, right?
Yeah, he'd come back. They got him from the Red Sox, remember?
Yeah.
Whitey Ford was a good one. I played against Whitey Ford 6, 7, 8 times. But we beat him, and he pitched against us twice in Los Angeles for the infantile paralysis. Each year out there, they gave us $200 a piece to play.
Yeah.
And then we beat Whitey Ford 5-3 and 8-7. But we beat him. But you could pitch.
How about Babe Ruth? You saw Babe Ruth play.
I played against him twice. Satchel struck him out. The last time I played against him, both times he comes to bat, he after the fifth inning, we didn't know where we went. He didn't see him no more. I didn't see him no more today until he died. He was out the back of the park.
And some people said that Babe Ruth was partly black. Do you believe that?
Well, I tell you, I heard his mama was colored. But I believe it because her nose and her mouth proved it.
Yeah.
She didn't have no straight nose like a white. She had a flat nose that could have, you know.
How great a ball player was he? How great a ball player was Babe Ruth?
Babe Ruth was a good ball player for a big man. He was good, adequate in outfield. But he wasn't like Mickey Mantle and him because he couldn't get the ball because he couldn't run that much. But he could play good enough to play right field. But he could hit the ball.
Yeah.
But in those days, they'd get a foot and bounce and just stand a home run, you remember?
Yeah.
He had a lot of home runs. That would have been two base hits.
But he couldn't hit Satchel, though, huh?
Huh?
Babe Ruth?
No, let me tell you something. When Satchel was right, very few people could hit him. Satchel could throw that ball so hard you couldn't see it.
Yeah.
Who hit him
I
well?
I used to have to get a... When I catch Satchel, I'd go to the market and get a piece of beefsteak and cut it out and put it in my glove and wrap it up in the handshake and put it in my mitt. Because that he'd brush your head, and boy, he could throw that ball.
How about when you batted against him? Did he ever give you a break, or did
I had pretty good success against him. But I never will forget, we were playing in Los Angeles one night, and we played a benefit game for the poor people to give us $200 apiece and give all the rest of the money to them. And we beat him 3-0. I doubled with the bases loaded and got 3 runs in. He told me, he said, "You short son of a bitch, you'll never get that pitch no more." but he could pitch. You know, I've had some great days. I hit 2 home runs in an All-Star game in Chicago and in Cleveland when they meant something.
You said the greatest thrill you ever had in baseball was in that All-Star game, and your brother had a good day. Talk to us about that.
Well, in that game, we beat the East West game. We won the game 6-3. I drove in 5 of the runs, but my brother was batting just ahead of me. I hit the home run with him and 2 men on base, then I hit the double with him and 2 more men on the base. And they had in the paper that night, the Radcliffe family run the East West game.
How about the best base stealer you ever saw? Was Cool Papa Bell the best?
Oh, no question about it.
How about Lou Brock?
Lou Brock was good, but he wasn't no Cool Papa Bell.
How about Ricky Henderson?
Huh?
Ricky Henderson.
He was pretty good.
Yeah.
He wasn't good as Cool Papa.
Sam Jethro said he was as good as Cool Papa, was he?
Sam Jethro was a good ball player. He died last year.
I know it. I knew him.
He was a good friend of mine, but he wasn't as good as Cool Papa.
How fast was Cool Papa Bell? Is it true that...
Cool Papa runs so fast, he'd get out of sight. Cool Papa could run, oh my God. You know, I played with him 5 years. Oh, he'd make you feel so good.
Dude, let me ask you a question about these great players. How much of it is physical ability, and how much of it is just being pretty smart about how you play the game? How much of it is intelligence? That is,
well, some ball players were good as hell, but they were dumb as hell. They didn't know the game. They didn't care. Some ball players come to the ball to get the money and get some gals and go out. That's all, you know.
Yeah.
They didn't study the game like most of us did, you know.
So you would say that having good brains about baseball is pretty important.
Well, you know, I managed after I played in the big league 8 years. I managed my last 45 years. That's enough. When I quit, everybody wanted me to manage because we had results. And I had the pitchers. I could teach them how to pitch, and they'd win. I was the greatest teacher I ever had in Negro baseball for pitchers. That's what they said.
And what would you teach them?
Teach them control and keep the ball low and away. When I say I want it outside, I say knock him down. You have to teach them. You have to study baseball. baseball is a game that you have to, but to be the master, you have nothing. You don't get nothing.
Yeah.
That's when they want me now. They want me to White Sox now to talk to. I ain't talking to nobody. I'm through with baseball.
Mr. Radcliffe, you managed Jimmy Fox and some Major League All-Stars in a barnstorming trip to Canada. Do you recall that?
In Canada, yeah, I managed him.
What was that experience like?
Uh-huh.
What was that experience like managing the Major Leaguers?
They called me, played with Jimmy Fox, the only one in them in Vancouver. And we won the game, 8-2. And I was lucky enough to hit a home run with 2 men on base. So they showered me that night. I never forget. They made me feel good. They really had, they gave me some money. That's what made me feel good. But
how about the best overall player you ever saw? Was that Oscar Charleston?
Charleston was just about through when I first met him. But the greatest ball player that I've seen, Willie Wells.
Willie Wells.
Turkey Stone. They could play.
Tell a little bit about them, because they're in the Hall of Fame, but people won't know about them. Can you tell us a little bit about what made Willie Wells and Turkey Stearns so good?
Well, tell you, Willie Wells was a smart ball player, and he played the game. When he gave me a pitch, I'd get it outside, get it off or something on. He watched the other team good. We ended up playing with St. Louis, and we played with Homestead Grade together, but he's a smart man. He taught me a lot I didn't know. Of course, he'd been playing 5 years before I could.
And he was an outfielder?
Shortstop.
Oh, shortstop.
For St. Louis Charles. Newt Allen was a great ball player, second baseman for the Kansas City Monarchs. Hughes Joseph, third baseman. My brother was a good hitter.
How about Ray Dandridge?
Ray Dandridge, one of the best ball players ever lived.
That's what a great third baseman, right? Great fielder, good hitter.
Jethro was a good outfielder.
Yeah.
Willard Brown, they had some good, great ball players in those days.
Yeah. How about Turkey Stearns? Tell us more about him.
Oh, Turkey Stearns. I played with him 5 years. He's unbelievable. He hit some balls so far, it's a shame.
But he had great average, too, didn't he? They say he hit over 400 several years.
Four or five times he hit over 400.
Yeah.
He could hit.
And how about in the outfield? Was he a good fielder?
One of the greatest outfielders. He didn't hit him over his head. He could kiss it over his head. He could play. One of the greatest outfielders ever lived. He had a good arm, too.
And one of the guys that we know well, because he's still a close friend of ours, is Larry Doby. You know Larry Doby. Talk about him.
Larry Doby is fair, but he wasn't in Turkish Doyle's class. He wasn't in Turkish Doyle's. That Joe was a good ball player, but he went in Turkey Stone, one of the best ever lived.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Radcliffe, you talked about Ted Williams. Did you have any relationship with Joe DiMaggio?
Well, I played against Ted Williams 5 different years.
Okay.
He was one of the greatest hitters I've ever seen. He and Stan Musial, they could hit anybody.
How about DiMaggio? Did you ever play against DiMaggio?
I played against him 5 times.
What'd you think of him?
We played against him in Frisco, and Satchel struck out 3 times. I didn't see him no more. Satchel threw that ball out of sight, caught a fall through it. He told me, he said, I don't give a damn what he do. I ain't gonna stand up there if he'd be there. I can't see the ball. I can see him.
Was DiMaggio nice to you?
He had a He had a shrimp place out on the coast.
Yeah.
He had us for dinner. He invited us all for dinner a couple of times. Dog had to treat you right because you could do something.
Did you know Dominic DiMaggio? Did you play against Dominic?
Dominic was with Red Sox. Yeah. Dominic was nice. All the biggie. Emma Wilmer was one nasty man on the whole baseball team, and that was Ty Cobb.
Yeah.
He was nasty to his own mammy. He's not going to be nasty to you.
He spiked people.
He's a racist.
He spiked people.
He's a natural racist.
How about the owners? Talk a little bit about the people you work for in the Negro League. Were they nice to you?
I'm waiting for Greenleaf. I'm waiting for Martin Brothers in Memphis. I'm waiting for Johnson in Chicago. They had to treat me right. I'd leave them.
But you said Abe Saperstein was very nice to you. Talk about Abe Saperstein.
Abe Saperstein booked all the league. But I played with him 5 years. He bought the Birmingham team, so I could manage it. I stayed down there 5 years with him.
You say he was a very nice man.
One of the best men ever been in baseball. He didn't care about no money.
And he's the man, just so people will know.
What I liked about him, if I tell him I wanted a girl, he'd get it, have it waiting for him after the game.
And he's the man that started the Harlem Globetrotters, right?
Yeah.
And he got into baseball.
Hey, Babe Saperstein was a colored man's friend. He liked colored people. He was good to him.
Yeah.
He had more colored people working for him than anybody in the world, I think. He had 15 people working downtown in his office. He was good to him.
And what about someone like Branch Rickey? Did you ever know him?
Branch Rickey's a good man. He's the one brought
Jackie.
Bob Robinson. Jackie Robinson.
And how about Bill Veeck?
Oh, Bill Veeck was my man. Him and Abe Saperstein were friends.
Yes, I know that.
Yeah, but Bill Veeck always treated, when he had the Milwaukee team, I'd always go up there and play every Sunday because he'd have me up there. We'd have some good crowds, too.
Mr. Radcliffe, I know you said you were too old to play in the major leagues.
What time is it?
A little after 5.
What?
Huh?
It's about 10 after 5.
I leave here about 10 minutes to 6. I'm going to go to game start at 6.
All right, we got more to do, though. We want to talk a little bit more.
What do you want to ask me?
Well, you were saying that you felt that you were too old by the time Jackie made the major leagues. How did you feel knowing that Satchel was even older than you, but he had an opportunity to pitch?
Well, I'll tell you about me. After I got in the 50s, I didn't want to play. I didn't want to play anymore. I was managing. I stayed up there until I was 55, managing in Canada. They didn't want me to quit. I was having such a good year. But when I got tired, I quit. And then they started giving me a pension and made me feel good, didn't it?
Yeah.
So they gave me a good pension now.
Yeah.
They gave me a raise, they gave me a good pension. They take care of me now. They never brought me in the Hall of Fame. I should have been in the Hall of Fame. But it didn't work. It to get the same amount as some of them get now. I'm satisfied. You lose one way and you gain another.
That's true.
But baseball, and what it used to be, you know that. Baseball used to be a game for everybody, but they count it now, can't you?
Yeah.
Baseball ain't nothing. You don't find a baseball pitcher can win 15 games now, can you?
And how come you never had a sore arm? You played pitching, you played catching. Well, how come you never had a bad arm?
Well, I tell you, I pitched many games during the season, but I never had a sore arm because I took care of myself. After I pitched a game, I'd run the hot water over my arm and rub down. Kept a long sleeve on my arm all the time.
And you never had an off season. You played all year round too, didn't you? You never stopped pitching.
Well, I played in Cuba, 14 winners.
Yeah.
I played in Puerto Rico, 5. I just had to, you know, I guess I was so good that they wanted me every way. When they gave me some money, I'd go. I think, yeah, it was.
But do you think that pitchers today don't pitch enough rather than too much?
No, they ain't got nothing. Nobody got to go pitch. They can't pitch, they can't get nobody out.
Tell us about, you were famous for the Emery ball. Tell us about the Emery ball.
Well, I learned how to throw the scratch ball from a white boy up in Sturgeon, Alabama, Michigan. We were up there playing when I was 17 years old. and he showed him how to throw a scratch ball. And when I learned how to throw it, it was something else. You could hear him cry downtown.
How did you scratch it up? Did you have an emery board? Or?
No, I just put a little piece in. Take it. My building, take a piece of paper, tape and put a piece of emery paper right there.
Yeah.
And all I do is touch it like that and make it sail like an oyster shell.
You could throw it where if the scuff was on the inside, it would go one way, and if it was on the outside,
it would... If I hold it outside, it'd go up. If I throw it down, it'd go down.
Yeah.
But they couldn't hit it, but they break too quick.
Did you throw a spitball? Did you throw a spitball?
No, I didn't put a spitball.
Was that a dangerous pitch?
No, it's not a dangerous pitch. It's some good spitball pitch to live. Pitch in big league, but they never hit them. They never pitched against us in Mexico. We hit on the dry side.
I want to go back and talk about Bob Feller, because you told me that you were a friend of Bob Feller's. Talk to us about Bob Feller.
Bob Feller, one of the greatest pitchers you ever saw. You'd have to read him next to Satchel.
They say he had a great curveball.
Oh, he had everything. He could throw strikes, too.
Yeah.
Bob Feller was a good fellow. He's a decent friend. I never had a better friend in my life.
Now, he started that barnstorming between the white players from the major leagues and the Negro League guys. You played on some of those teams. What were those games like when you played against the best big league players? They must have been wonderful.
When we played the team, Atlanta Black Crack and all them teams, it was all right. It was just like some other color team. Because we didn't care. We were going to hit it because if you throw it out of the shotgun, we were going to hit it. We could take care of ourselves.
But wasn't it special to be playing against these guys who were the big stars?
When we had Red Diamond on third, Willie Wells in short, New Dallas on second, and Buckler on fourth, you can beat. You know that.
Yeah. You know, we left out Buck Leonard. Now, we didn't talk about Buck Leonard. Some people say he was like Lou Gehrig. He was the black Lou Gehrig. Talk about Buck Leonard.
Buck Leonard, one of the best hitters that ever lived. Buck Leonard could hit.
And he was a big man, right? Very strong.
He hit one home run off of me out of 27 times.
Yeah.
Of course, I used to throw him the hoopy-doo.
Now tell us what that means. How would you pitch to him?
You had to throw a strike. You had to throw a strike, but throw it inside. Throw it between him and back. Because the people out of that, they're going to get excited. He's going to swing.
Yeah.
So he may make it hit off his fingers.
Yeah.
Couldn't get nothing. He hit 101 off me in Chicago in 1938. I say you never get that pitch no more.
If you had to pick one batter that you faced who had the best time hitting you, who was the toughest guy to get out that you ever pitched against?
Well, for me to get out?
Yeah.
The toughest time for me to get out was Turkey Stone.
Yeah.
Turkey Stone could hit mama, anybody. He was a great hitter. But I get him out sometime, but I have a hard time. I had to go to bed and get a little scratch paper.
Now, if you threw that emery ball to him, wouldn't he yell at you? He knew what it was.
I threw a sailor up on him. I'd take it, turn it over, and turn it, make it jump up on him. When you swing here, it'd be jump up here.
But didn't he yell at you? Didn't he yell that you were cheating?
One day he told the umpire, you're a lying son of a, called him a nine son of a bitch, because he said he wouldn't cut.
What would you enjoy more, hitting a home run off of Satchel Paige or striking out Turkey Stern?
I never hit a home run off. I've hit some doubles off him.
What did you enjoy more, hitting him?
I about beat him two or three games. Because we used to pitch against one another all the time. When he went out of the Jamestown, North Dakota, and he's in Bismarck, North Dakota, we used to pitch every week against one another. He win one.
So you never hit a home run off Satchel Paige, only a double.
Never hit number a double. That's it. I don't lie. I'm not lying.
Yeah.
I never hit no home run. If people can say to hit a home run off of Satchel.
Yeah.
Because Kiatko threw that ball out of sight.
Did you ever see him when he had the whole team sit down and he struck out the side? He used to do that.
I called him when I was up in Bismarck. He called out, "Bill, I'm doing him play, sit in the infield and play third poker while he and I wake." And he strikes three people out. Sasha was a good commentator. He was a good commentator.
Judy, I want to go back and talk to you about the big all-star games in the Negro Leagues. It'd sell out a big ballpark. Tell us what that was like, how exciting it was.
When we started playing in Comiskey Park, it was great, it was great. And we had some good games. Then the East won three straights. But then we started, we won seven straights. It's like back and forth. Now the South is was ahead. They won eight in the last 12 games.
But was there a lot of interest in the black community? Everybody came out to the game?
Oh, man, you could. They did 75 and 80,000 people there every time.
And when the game was over and you went home, there was a lot of excitement because you had a good day if you got a couple of hits?
Well, they like to see the heroes, you know, the hometown heroes. People. I always had a good day. I'm telling you, if I hit a home run or a double or something, I either I'd go in and pitch in the relief and hold them. You know, I'm the only man ever pitched and caught at an all-star game. And I pitched in four games and I relieved in three, so I made a record.
Now, Doody, you were famous for coming in when the count was 3-2 because you had such good control and get one pitch. Tell us about that. When did that happen?
Well, that happened when it first started. When I was playing with the Black Yankees in New York, and Rector, some of them get 3-2 on the batter, and they wanted to get him out, and I could tell me. So I'd go in, I'd touch it lightly with a piece of Emmett paper, and I'd go in and throw a strike and get, and I said, he gone.
Mr. Radcliffe.
I was famous for doing, for getting them out.
But you had great control, so you knew you weren't going to walk them, huh?
I've never walked.
Even with the Emery pitch, you could control it real well?
I could control all pitches that I pitched. Screwball.